Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shanta. How may I help you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Yes, you requested a supervisor?
Yeah, well, I got a charge on my credit card for something where I never ordered. And it was double, so I don't know what happened here.
Oh, okay. Now, I do see some information was forwarded over from the specialist here. Take a look. So you're saying that you never received or ordered the product of the PrimalCore natural oxide as well as the testosterone?
That's right. I never ordered that. The only thing I ordered about a while back was Neutrogenix. That's not the same thing at all, is it?
No, this is not Neutrogenix.
Well, that's the only thing I ever ordered.
Okay. Okay. MC, can I get your name, please?
My name is Andre, Andre Archambault, Archambault.
All right.
And that was ordered through Amazon. I mean, the
Yeah.
Neutrogenics. I never ordered anything from you directly.
Yeah. And do you go by the initials of PK?
I'm sorry?
Do you go by the initials of PK?
No. My initials are A.
Do you know anyone with initials of PK?
You know the same last name?
Yeah.
No.
Because they did use your address of 806 Center Street there in Red Bank, New Jersey. Also providing us with the email address of PARCHAMBAULT, the number 2 at hotmail.com. And oddly enough, the same, let's see here. Well, no, I do apologize.
Oh, wait a minute. PPA is my wife's initial.
Could it be a possibility that she may have ordered this product during a trial promotion, maybe failing to call back to cancel?
Well, she didn't ever
Because
got it. Let me go up there.
we do have a number ending in 3195 on the order form.
Yeah, that's her phone number. That's strange.
But
Why
this is
would she?
primal. It is actually well, I don't know, but it's primal core testosterone and nitric oxide. But it seems as if that a lot of information is connected to your wife there.
Yeah, hold on. I'll go talk to my wife. Hold on a second.
Oh, okay.
Why would she order some testosterone? All right, let me go talk to her. Hold on. Are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Okay, hold on. Pat, I'm on a phone here with the people who sent some products. And apparently it was sent from you, ordered from you. Maybe you can talk to her. Yes, here. Remember I talked to you about this product? I couldn't see her. These two things here, testosterone and this here. And they were ordered from your phone. You want to talk to this lady?
No, I didn't order that.
Well. You want to talk to my wife? Yeah, because I don't know anything about this. Hello?
Okay. Well, I mean, well, like I said, we do take fraud very seriously. We will investigate to the absolute fullest. We will gather all the information that is here on the order form and provide it to the local authorities for further investigation. Now, we can also gather the IP address as well to see, what device was used as well as the location of that device to actually pinpoint who fraudulently used your information without your permission.
It
But
was
we.
you. It was ordered from your phone, so you're gonna try to pinpoint what that is.
Well,
You want to talk to this lady?
wait a minute.
Hello?
Yeah,
Yeah,
wait a
I'm
minute. She's
here.
checking something.
I'm
I'm
just
gonna
saying.
put her on.
I'm here, what is this nonstop nitro oxide?
Yes, ma'am. It's actually two products, Primal Core Nitric Oxide as well as testosterone products. Now, they are actually male enhancement products that do help with stamina and endurance as well as building muscles. But this was ordered back on April 6th during our trial promotion, paying $495 and $498 shipping and handling.
Well, why is it $94.96?
Okay, because it was a 14-day risk-free trial. When that trial expired, we didn't receive any information via email or phone expressing any disinterest. So we naturally assumed you did like the product, and we billed you end-of-trial charges and placed you on the phone with reoccurring.
That's impossible. You guys have to take that off.
Okay, well, now I do apologize. I mean, it is actually considered to be a valid charge there. Now, I know that he was staying fraud in regards to those charges, but I'm glad we got to the bottom of it before we did file those fraud investigation charges. Now, in regards to the charges here that was billed, I can see what I can do as a customer courtesy. If you can, hold me one brief moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. One moment.
Did somebody order that on your phone?
Hold on.
Why would you ship it here?
Well, what about the dresses? Are you worried about that?
The dresses, no. I mean, it's real. You own your phone.
Best Buy, what's that?
Well, why would you be sending it here? That is strange.
Okay, now with that charge that was billed on the account, I can do some assistance in regarding to what was billed for you as a customer courtesy. Now, I can send you out, you and your husband, out a courtesy bottle of each one of those products, as well as issue a customer courtesy credit of $66.46 back to your account.
Yeah, but that's, you charged $94.96 and $94.90.
Yes, ma'am. I am aware of how much was charged, but that full amount that was billed is actually considered to be a valid charge due to non-cancellation. But
well,
I'll tell you what,
Yes.
I'm sorry about
and
that.
I want to tell you what happened with this. I ordered this because my husband was looking at some other things, and it came up as a special thing in my phone or something, and I ordered it, and it was $4 or whatever to try it. When I got it, I went back online and to see what it was about because it was quick one day, okay, and that I ordered it. And they didn't say anything about a charge continuing or anything like that. That's ridiculous. And I threw it in the garbage because I went online and it said it's a terrible product. It doesn't do anything. It's fraud. So I threw it out, and I never, first of all, if it hadn't been fraud and I checked it out online as a fraudulent product, I would still, if it hadn't been a fraudulent product and it was a positive product, I would not have known that they're going to charge me another $90 for the damn thing.
Yes, ma'am. And I can understand your reasoning there and what you're stating there. But like I say, it is not fraudulent, and I do apologize that you may feel that way. As long as you take the product consistently, drinking plenty of water, taking it at least twice a day.
No, I read up on it after I ordered it, and it is absolutely zero zip. Nada, no good.
Yeah.
And
well,
I threw it out. I threw both of those things out.
Well, I do hate that you did throw that product out. We do get some good reviews from customers that have been taking this for quite some time. Now, I'll tell you what I can do. Unfortunately, I'm not able to issue the amount in full that was billed because it is considered to be a valid charge.
Well,
but I can actually.
I'm going to go to the Better Business Bureau if you don't take this off.
I understand. Well, yes, ma'am, the Better Business Bureau, they would just pretty much advise you of what the terms are in regards to the charges.
Yeah, but
and
let me tell
you,
you never showed me any terms like that on the phone.
No, ma'am, we did
there
show you the terms.
There was nothing on the phone when I ordered.
Correct.
That said 14 days, you're going to be screwed.
Yes, ma'am, you are correct. There was nothing that was provided to you over the phone because everything was on the website with the terms.
No, it did not come up on the phone.
Well, I'll tell you what I can do as a customer courtesy. I can actually assist with what was billed. I can have the amount of $142.40 refunded to your card, and that'll be like for you within 3 to 5 business days.
Well, wait a minute. The product only costs
$10
max.
No, ma'am.
And you're charging me another $30?
No, ma'am. The product was not $10 max. That was shipping and handling for the United States Postal Service to get the product out to you.
I know.
So that wasn't the cost of the product. The cost of the product.
Well, let me tell you. You didn't tell me that I had to buy the product. You said I could try it.
Yes,
and,
ma'am. What
and you
do,
didn't say.
What I'm going to do is
cover
the charges. And the
product was $4.99 or something like that. $4.95.
What I'm going to do is cover your charges for you as a customer courtesy. I will agree to pay the $50 that is left on the account so you get a full refund back onto your account of what was billed of $94.90 and $94.96. Just make sure in the future that you do fully read your terms and conditions there to avoid any additional billing, okay? But you will get a full refund within 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
And how much will the refund be for a full refund?
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't have that amount calculated. Let me get that calculated for you. That would be
That
would be $189.86. Yes, ma'am.
All right. May I make sure that goes into my account?
Yes, ma'am. I would definitely make sure that goes back into your account.
That is upsetting to me. Plus the fact the product doesn't work.
I understand. Ma'am, I do understand wholeheartedly what you're speaking of. It's just that your husband was not aware and he was about to claim
our
charges.
I know. I was trying to help him out.
I understand.
So,
well, I did help you out by issuing a full refund.
Thank you so
business.
Much. I didn't even mention it, Graham, after I read about the product, after having ordered it. When it came, I tossed it in the wastebasket. So that's why he didn't know about it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, yes. Well, I did cover that for you. I know you said you did throw them away, so I have compensated for the full $189.86. Just allow that 3 to 5 business days for that to reflect.
That's
$189.86.
And what is your name?
I'm so sorry. My name is Shanta.
And can I take a number that confirms that, or?
Yes, ma'am, you most definitely can. I'm sorry, I thought your husband got that information before being transferred over to the fraud department. But for the cancellation here of the nitric oxide 2, that is C as in cancel, and that is 1363849.
Yes.
And for the testosterone, that is C as in cancel, 1363818.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Shanta. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Yes,
that's
ma'am.
That's the full story.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do believe you there. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
Yep. Thank you.
I thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.